I'm Mary Carol Magazzini with VPR News. And now a story from Public Post made possible with support from Merchants Bank. The hydroelectric dam at Green River Reservoir is undergoing federal relicensing, and proposed restrictions have the utility that operates the dam questioning its viability. As VPR's Amy Noyes reports, it's a decision that could have a big impact on Green River Reservoir State Park.
In 1999, Morrisville Water and Light sold the land surrounding Green River Reservoir to the state, creating Green River Reservoir State Park. And according to Michael Snyder, commissioner of the Department of Forest Parks and Recreation, it's been a popular destination.
Green River Reservoir State Park is one of the absolute gems in a pretty phenomenal state park system. It's a boat access, remote camping experience that is hard to find anybody who doesn't just love it.
But Morrisville Water and Light created the reservoir when it built its hydroelectric dam in the 1940s. And it says it could take it away if it's no longer cost-effective to run the facility. The Vermont Agency of Natural Resources is responsible for issuing a water quality certificate as part of the federal dam relicensing process. And this winter, it issued a draft certificate which calls for changes in the way the dam operates. Currently, Morrisville Water and Light is allowed to draw the reservoir down 10 feet throughout the winter for power generation. The reservoir fills back up during spring runoff. But the draft water quality certificate the state has issued for the project reduces the winter drawdown to 18 inches. General Manager Craig Myatt says that will have a significant impact on power generation.
It's going to reduce it by about a third. So we generate about 1 million kilowatt hours now from the Green River project. And so that'll cut it back to something in the neighborhood of 650,000. And that's a dramatic loss for, you know, that hydro facility.
Myatt says if the state imposes stricter water quality regulations but doesn't pitch in to help cover the utility's losses or flat out buy the dam, then he'll look into decommissioning the dam and returning the Green River to its natural state.
If it becomes uneconomic to operate, I can't ask Morrisville Water and Light's customers to pay for operating something that's really only benefiting the state and the recreation use for the state park. It just doesn't make sense.
And as Michael Snyder points out, a drained reservoir would have a significant impact on the state park.
Clearly, the water is the main attraction in a Green River Reservoir. The camping experience is all boat access. Kind of hard to boat without water.
However, Agency of Natural Resources Deputy Secretary Trey Martin says decommissioning the dam and draining the reservoir isn't that simple. He says decommissioning would require a federal review similar to the relicensing process now underway, and he doesn't think draining the reservoir would be something the agency would support. The reason the proposed drawdown limits are so different from what is currently allowed is because federal rules around water quality have changed since the dam was last licensed in the early 1980s. Martin says the state's water quality certificate is just one piece of the federal relicensing process, and he says it's limited to addressing specific environmental, aesthetic, and recreational impacts. Other factors will be taken into consideration by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, when it issues a license.
That certificate that we issue gets incorporated up into the FERC process, where economics and other consideration might come into play.
And Martin says once the FERC process is complete, then the state will consider ways to help keep the dam a viable clean energy source.
What we would like to do is get this certificate issued and then figure out, are there ways for them to optimize and create more efficiencies and generate more power? And what will it take to do that? You know, and what can we as the state help?
The Agency of Natural Resources is on schedule to issue its final water quality certificate for the Green River Reservoir Hydro Dam in a matter of weeks. Meanwhile, Morrisville Water and Light plans to hire a consultant to assess the dam facilities and provide cost estimates of any needed improvements. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.